brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today on this truly monumental day of news that just stretches your construct of reality. It's so amazing. Let me give you a hint of what's coming up here. We've got, well, yesterday at the end of the Alex Jones Show, we had a caller, Chris from Oklahoma, who began describing his involvement in military gun confiscation of U.S. citizens in New Orleans. And he talked about the New Orleans Police Department, the NOPD, involved in some rather heinous crimes, including raping of women and other things. That set off really a firestorm of research here at the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. Last night, Rob Dew then had on InfoWars Nightly News a video compilation. Because, you see, so many people can't believe this is really happening. They live in denial about the gun confiscation issue and what the military is ordered to do when a crisis occurs in these cities. So Rob Dew and the team put together a video compilation of footage, some of it from mainstream news media, showing U.S. military engaged in gun confiscation and doing it rather violently and, as Chris said during the call, without negotiation. So we're going to feature that video clip coming up in just a few minutes to show that to you and remove any doubt in your mind that this is the plan. When there's a crisis, when there's an attack, a natural disaster, a bomb, a dirty bomb, a release of, let's say, a pandemic bioweapon of some sort, this is what's going to happen in the U.S. I have no doubt about that. But that's just the beginning of the show today. We have much more coming up as well, including an exclusive worldwide radio first of Blair Hamrick, the whistleblower from GlaxoSmithKline. He and his partner, Greg Thorpe, well, they were colleagues, I should say, ex-employees of GlaxoSmithKline. They initiated the whistleblowing suit involving the Department of Justice, turning over evidence to the U.S. government that eventually resulted in the largest settlement and the largest admission of criminal activity in the history of medicine, in the entire history of modern medicine, a $3 billion settlement with the Department of Justice. And he is here on the Alex Jones Show, joins us at 12:30 Central with an interview and to take some of your questions. And the details that he has ready to share with us will blow your mind. We're talking about bribery of doctors, kickbacks from doctors. We're talking about off-label marketing of drugs to children, even though they were never tested for children, never approved for children. All that and much more straight ahead. Also, the FDA has just been caught surveilling the emails of its own employees and scientists. This is a mafia type of surveillance, criminal thug racket type of operation that the FDA has just been caught doing. You know, instead of being transparent, they now have to be big brother to their own employees because they know their own employees are trying to expose the truth and expose the corruption and expose the criminality to the world, just like Dr. David Graham did over the Vioxx issue many years ago. And the FDA is now turning to what could be criminal type of activities to suppress and censor and intimidate their own employees. That's America today. It's not just the government engaged in gun confiscation of private citizens following a natural disaster. It's the FDA itself going after its own employees. Imagine that. We've also got information here, a Paul Joseph Watson article, the UN gun grab follows State Department plan, plus the breaking news coming out of Washington Times that says the Law of the Sea Treaty, that was the UN Small Arms Treaty, was part of that. This says the Law of the Sea Treaty is now dead. That's called LOST, L-O-S-T is the acronym for that. But, we know, and you know, if you're a regular listener, that even if Congress is not approving of something, the executive branch of government will bypass Congress and do the UN's bidding anyway. So all of that and much more, including G. Edward Griffin is a guest at the bottom of this hour. All that straight ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Tuesday, July 17th. We are continuing here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. You probably know that. And Alex, of course, infowars.com, where you can find articles on all these topics that we are discussing today. A huge show straight ahead. In fact, there's so much here. We've got military gun confiscation of U.S. citizens. That issue is high on the radar right now. We're going to discuss the Law of the Sea Treaty. Reports are that it is now dead because the U.S. Senate will not ratify it at this point. But if the U.N. passes it, could the executive branch, Obama in particular, bypass Congress and go ahead and say that guns should be confiscated from all law-abiding Americans? I'm talking about legal guns, guns that people bought with the FBI background checks, with concealed weapons permits, with ATF approval, Form 4 equipment, for example, all legal, but it could all be confiscated. Now, we've got much more coming up, but I want to give a shout out. If there was a caller at the end of the show yesterday, a military, active duty military or former active duty, Chris from Oklahoma, called in, and he had an astonishing story about gun confiscation in New Orleans. He and his teammates, fellow soldiers going in and doing very aggressive, kicking in doors, arresting people, taking their guns. I want to ask him to call back in. We're going to open up the phone lines and see if he's listening, want him to call back in, have him back on. Otherwise, if other people who have been in the military and who are involved, who were involved in gun confiscation drills or actual missions, we would invite them to call in as well. We'll be taking your calls later on in the show. We've got G. Edward Griffin coming up at the bottom of the hour with some additional information in all this realm of global control of the situation. But first, we're going to introduce a video compilation. For those of you who don't believe what we're talking about, that this kind of gun confiscation is actually going on in America, Rob Due and the InfoWars Nightly News crew put together a video compilation that will blow your mind. And this includes some clips from the call yesterday with Chris from Oklahoma, plus some mainstream news footage that actually shows this going on, kicking in doors, screaming at innocent citizens, taking their guns and leaving them wide open to violent crime in their areas hit by natural disasters. We're going to go to that video clip right now, and then we'll be right back after that. Take a look.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police
department! The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Hells Ranger. How's it been?
Good. It's good here, man. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I was with the 45th Infantry Brigade and Delta Company, 1st at the 279, 2nd Platoon. During Hurricane Katrina, I'm kind of calling in on yesterday's subject. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
But I've always wanted to get a hold of you guys and kind of get the word out there for those that still have that slight hesitation in the back of their head that gun confiscation can't and won't happen here. It already has. And I was only 21 years old, just really gung-ho, really dedicated to the Army, especially to the infantry. And I did whatever I was told.
What did they ask you to do?
The first thing we did was we got a book full of 3-week-old 911 phone calls, right? And then we had to go around and answering all the phone calls. So we were like cadaver dogs for about 3 weeks. And in between them, we would run night missions. And here's the thing. A lot of people may think that they'll see this on the news or they'll have time to get ready when the crap hits the fan or whatever. It's a truck. You know what I mean? It's a group of trucks. They pull up, they stack right on your home as we did, and we broke entry. Yeah, we would yell out, Oklahoma Army National Guard, is anybody in need of assistance? But that's as we were booting in the door.
Oh, wait a minute. It sounds like you weren't part of the Oklahoma National Guard. I mean, you were U.S. military.
Yeah, I was activated. I think about a week after Katrina, I was watching it on the news, and Sheriff Kamiko of Fox 23 told me before my unit even got a hold of me that I was going to New Orleans.
Wow.
We got sent in, and we were the very very first boots on the ground, Alpha Company.
And you were confiscating firearms.
Left and right, yes. And we were also monitoring the New Orleans police because we kept having, like, you know, like the first day we had this little beautiful redheaded lady come up.
All right, wait a minute. We're almost out of time. Will you stay on the line for us, please? I want to continue with you on the other side. Stay on the line with us. This is fascinating. We're going to continue this right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
We have Chris on the line from Oklahoma relating a story about gun confiscation in New Orleans and that entire region following Hurricane Katrina several years ago. And Chris, go ahead. You were saying, you were describing how you and your team were kicking in doors and confiscating firearms from people. Did anybody resist? Did anybody ever shoot back? What happened?
Well, we had a couple people resist verbally, and they got stuffed and cuffed very violently. We throw them in the back of the 5-ton or the deuce and a half or whatever, and then we take them out to the Greyhound bus station, which was the police station at the time. We, like what I was saying, like before we came up, or before the break, I think it was like the second day we were there, this redheaded lady came up to our platoon's area, and she sat, or to our company area, she sat on the curb with her knees in her chest, just rocking back and forth, crying uncontrollably. She sat there for almost 27 hours, just refused to move. We, you know, we talked to her, we did everything we could, just didn't want to, you know, you could tell she'd been through enough. She'd been repeatedly raped by men in NOPD masks and NOPD uniforms.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So we were told, you know, at that point we were told the NOPD obviously isn't our friend. We need to start watching them. The FBI had us out there at Cooter Brown, which is the NOPD Sheriff's Brother's Bar. It's like the big cop bar there in New Orleans.
Just so people know, NOPD is New Orleans Police Department, just for people who know.
Yeah, definitely. The police department.
So a lot of those cops were then just total rogue. I mean, we saw a video of some of them going in and looting retail stores and things like that, but they were raping women down there?
Definitely, raping women. They were. We got two separate women that came to our company alone, and when I was there, I met cats from the California Guard, Indiana Guard, you name it, everybody was there. It was just a free-for-all. Police from all over the country, Dallas County, Dallas, Texas sheriffs down there.
But how did you and your team justify to yourselves and each other that gun confiscation would help this situation when it was a free-for-all? I mean, isn't that a time when citizens need to be able to defend themselves?
It never, you know, like I said, I was just ignorant as hell. And that's kind of something that I worry about with the kids today, you know, if they really realize what they're doing. You know, I had no idea. The only time it ever occurred to me that something may be wrong is we came up, we were down by the old French district. We came up to this man's house. He had a big wooden sign that says, "I'm here alone with my dog and my shotgun. Looters beware." We thought, you know, it's funny. Everyone stopped and took pictures of the sign. But eventually we took his guns.
Jeez.
And we left him there with nothing.
So now that you know what you know, now that you're listening to the Alex Jones Show and you're informed, what would you advise people to do if this happens again?
Well, I called. I mean, no offense. I mean, Mike, we love everything you do. I'm a big fan of the Health Ranger, but I was hoping to get a hold of Alex for the fact that what do you do when they stack right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're prepped to come into the home. There's no negotiating with us, trust me. There was no negotiating.
Yeah.
If you resisted, you died. That were the orders. You go up your gunner, you die.
Yeah, but I mean, this is invaluable information. I apologize. We only have limited time here. I got to let you go. We've got so much more coming up here, but fascinating. I hope you call back and get to Alex as well. You know, I'll pass on this conversation to Alex and let him know. But that's some frightening information, and it's. I just hope that the military. The members of the military say no. They refuse to engage in gun confiscation because no doubt there could be outbreaks of violence and a lot of needless death and bloodshed if that happens. But thank you for your call, Chris. That's very concerning.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door. And they said, "Let us in." I'm saying, "Look at all my food. I got plenty of food." They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then, Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, "It's not even loaded," and I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun. Relax.
Well, they punched me in the face.
Relax now.
Look at my black and blue marks. Look at...
You say guns will be taken. No one.
Okay. Wow. There you go. The footage, a compilation from InfoWars Nightly News, put together from mainstream media sources, plus our interview yesterday with Chris from Oklahoma, who we want to encourage to call back in at 1-800-259-9231. Plus, we're going to be taking calls later during the show. And by the way, I am just emotionally hit by all this as well. When you see this going on, that woman that they just showed. Just had a revolver to protect herself from looters or home invasion, and they punch her in the face, they throw her against the wall, and take her gun and leave her there defenseless in a situation where the looters are running rampant. This is America? I mean, it is. This is Chicago. This is New York. This is everywhere that the citizens are being left defenseless, and the murder rate is soaring even without a natural disaster, even without some kind of a false flag attack going on. Imagine what's going to happen when it really hits the fan. Much more straight ahead. Stay with us on The Alex Jones Show.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, Info Warriors, start your engines. We've got a document for you to go out and search if you're not already familiar with it. It's called the State Department Publication 7277. You got that? 7277. Alex talked about that on the Sunday show. And this is the complete disarmament of the world laid out point by point. This is a strategy. It's called Freedom from War, and it goes back to September of 1961. And it is upon this document that the current discussions of the United Nations and its treaty for small arms, disarmament, registration, confiscation, and so on is based. So this has been an agenda going on for a very long time. The truth is, look, no matter what you think about your neighbor owning a firearm or you owning one, the point is the United States Second Amendment is unique in all the world, just like the Bill of Rights, as a sacred, almost a divinely inspired document, is unique in the world. And they want to destroy it. The globalists want to destroy the Bill of Rights, and Obama's doing a good job for them. Really, really obedient puppet to get that job done. And, of course, there are other puppets standing in line to do it for them, but they're trying to destroy every right, every freedom, every liberty that we have in America today. Now, we opened up the phone lines for callers who were engaged in the military or even National Guard would also qualify to who were engaged in gun confiscation. And we want to invite them to call in. The number is 800-259-9231. We also want to give a shout-out to Chris from Oklahoma. If he's listening today, to go ahead and call in and tell us more details about what took place there. And just a quick heads-up, G. Edward Griffin is joining us very soon, in a few minutes. I'm going to ask him questions about gun confiscation. And then we've got a big whistleblower who was inside GlaxoSmithKline who's joining us at the bottom of the next hour, about an hour from now, with incredible details about bribery of physicians, off-label marketing, violations of law, fraud, you name it. It's a big breaking story right here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, I want to go to a caller right now because of the video we just played that last segment. We've got Charles in Louisiana joining us. You're on the air, Charles. Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I was reporting every day. I was from New Orleans to Alex on a show.
Yes.
I was down there. But let me explain something to you. When they would take the guns away from the people, they wouldn't go back in the Ninth Ward because they would fight. And they would run the police out. Then they would come at night and rape the women and knowing they didn't have guns.
Right.
Do you understand what I mean?
Exactly.
And the police, they were busy. They were busy robbing the jewelry stores. That's right. The police was doing that. I've seen this. And the men was nothing. And all these men talk all this bad stuff. They were shaking when they come there. But the main thing is, after they took them guns, they made themselves victims for the thugs that come up there. They would just come into a house and take what they wanted, take food or jewelry. And I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know where the men's are at, but giving these guns up, it's going to be the most awful thing you ever had.
This is the important point, Charles, is that if you, sorry to interrupt you, but if you give up your guns now, you can expect to be, that's going to be followed up by police department or other people. And by the way, I don't want to say, I mean, not all cops are bad. I know a lot of law enforcement, mostly they're good people, they wouldn't engage in this kind of behavior. But in New Orleans, now we're hearing it from so many places again and again, they went back and they raped those women and they broke into the houses and they stole the jewelry, like you were just saying. It happened, and it's time to get out of denial and realize what happens when you give up your Second Amendment in this country. Go ahead, Charles.
Innocent people on a bridge just trying to cross the bridge. I reported that to Alex as soon as that happened. They just shut
it
down like dogs, sir. We were there.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. I remember you calling in.
They shut down like dogs. And that woman in the Irish Channel, they broke her jaw, beat up. She just come with a Bible and a revolver. And I tell you another thing is, the military, I have no respect after the military, what they did to women. Show me your breast for some water. So show me you're not thirsty. And the police, it was so bad. But they're going to take off the military. They're going to take the guns away from them and the police, too. And I told them that. They're going to take your guns away. And then you get, now what they're going to do when they take their guns away? They're going to want to be friends with us?
And now also remember then, none of those police were ever brought up on charges who engaged in that. They got away with it because the people were disarmed. They couldn't fight back. It was a chaotic type of situation. I mean, isn't that the time when citizens and neighborhoods and communities need to have a common lawful defense against looters, against lawlessness, against violent criminals? That's the time when you need to band together with your neighbors in a common defense with legal and lawful firearms. That's the point of having those tools of protection and defense. Yeah. This is really okay. We've got more callers on the line, a lot more straight ahead. But thank you, Charles, for calling in, and stay with us. We'll be right back with a lot more straight ahead right here. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lay it out for you here. The big issues of the day, we're talking about the gun confiscation that really took place, that it's already part of American history, took place in New Orleans. It's on the record. We just showed you the video clips. I mean, some of those were mainstream media video clips. We've got people, witnesses firsthand. You just heard a caller, Charles, who called in, who has actually called in many times in the past, telling us firsthand what he witnessed taking place, the most heinous crimes. The big picture here, and by the way, we've got G. Edward Griffin on the line. We're going to be joining him in just a second. We've also got callers on the line. We're going to get to you, so please stay on the line. James in Tennessee with law enforcement. Joe from Georgia and Tango from Georgia also. So please stay on the line. We'll get to you. The big picture here is, look, I know that Alex and myself both would rather be here talking about the spiritual connection with the creative forces of the universe, the creativity and the beauty of the world and human achievement and positive outcomes for the future of humanity. We would rather focus on that. But the truth is, when you've got gun confiscation taking place, when you've got an oppressive world government that's trying to take away your liberties, then you have to pay attention to that, because you are not going to solve that problem by sitting in a room, let's say, and just meditating. You know, the gun confiscation, the Federal Reserve, the printing of currency, the stealing of your economic prosperity, the taking away of your rights, these things are real. And even though we don't want to dwell on them because we don't want to stay in that area, we do have to beat them. We have to achieve victory as info warriors, as defenders of liberty and life and love and truth and all that is good in the world and even in the universe. I mean, we have to defeat tyranny if we hope to move on and actually achieve something great as a human civilization. And that's why we do this. So I don't want to dwell in the negative, but we have to be realistic about what's out there. And this is going on. You know, Obamacare is forcing you to do business with monopolized criminal pharmaceutical organizations. It's in your face. The gun confiscation is really happening. The NOPD really did go out there and rape women after taking the guns away from the family so they were defenseless. So it's real. We can't live in denial if we hope to achieve greatness. We have to beat the tyrants. We have to restore liberty. And that's the only way that we can actually achieve greatness as human civilization and protect the future for our own children and grandchildren as well. Now, with more comments on that, big picture view is, of course, Ed Griffin. He is really one of the pioneers of the Liberty Movement. RealityZone.com is one of his websites. He joins us now by phone with his comments on what's happening in the world today. Ed, thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, thanks a lot, Mike, for inviting me. What's on my mind? Well, I feel rather schizophrenic this morning. Everything at once is all on my mind. Somewhat like you, I appreciated your comments that we would rather focus on the more pleasant aspects of life, but the reality is in your face, as you said. Good analogy. While you were saying that, it reminded me of the fellow that was on death row in prison, and he was sentenced to be electrocuted in the morning, or hung, let's just say hung, and he wasn't very happy about the idea. He was in his cell, he was dejected, this was the end of his life and everything. And the guy in the cell across the way said, what's the matter? Why are you looking so dejected? And he said, well, I'm going to die here in a few hours. They're going to hang me. And so the other fellow said, well, look at the bright side. You still have your health.
Yeah. Oh, my, little gallows humor there.
Well, that's kind of how I feel, because sometimes people say, oh, you're so negative. You're always talking about these bad things. Why don't you look at the bright side, you know?
And you know, I'm so tired of hearing that from people. It's like, what, if your neighbor's house is burning down, you shouldn't tell them?
Right.
You shouldn't call 911? Just let it burn down. Don't be negative. Don't tell the truth about something bad happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's ridiculous.
I call it the Jiminy Cricket mentality. You know, the song, if you wish upon a star, no matter where you are, it'll all come true if you just wish. And we kind of teach that to kids, that if you're good and you're pure and your intentions are correct and, you know, everything will work out just fine because you're good. Well, the fact of the matter is we live in a world where there are a lot of people who are not so good. And as a matter of fact, the criminal mentality tends to gravitate into positions of power because that means that in government power in particular, because they figured it out a long time ago. Why should you fight the government when you can be the government?
Absolutely. What are you seeing in terms of the trending of criminality? Because one of the trends that's becoming very obvious to info warriors and all of us who fight for liberty is that in the last even just 5 years, there seems to be an acceleration of just the outright criminality, thuggishness of government, not just federal, but I mean at local levels too. Look at California, look at Chicago. Well, I guess Chicago's always been steeped in corruption and criminality, but is it really getting worse in your opinion?
Well, yes, it is, because I think there's almost a mathematical relationship here. This is a social event happening, but I think there's a lot of mathematics in it, in the sense that the reason that all governments eventually evolve into criminal syndicates is because we give them power, and power is a magnet. Power is a magnet that attracts the criminal mentality, the predator class. And so the more power we give to government, the more inevitable it becomes that magnet gets stronger and it attracts more and more of the predator class. And finally, we just have basically a government that we thought was of the people gradually evolved into a criminal syndicate. So, yes, there's a mathematical relationship. The more power we give to government, the more we create a criminal environment.
Well, yeah, look at the UN, where you have total diplomatic immunity. So yeah. Anywhere that you have total immunity, you get complete and utter corruption.
Of course.
Runaway criminality.
Yeah, that's it. So once people connect the dots and realize that there's a cause for this criminality, it's not just because it happened that way. There's a cause. It's that relationship between the power that we tolerate government having. In fact, we often become, when I say we, I mean the people in general, not you and me, of course, but in general, the population has been conditioned to think that no matter what problems we have in society, the solution is to give more power to the government. And so we create this environment. We are creating ourselves, creating this this magnet for the criminal class.
Well, what do you think about the gun confiscation issue? I don't know if you heard the last segment, but it's rising up again because of this UN treaty being negotiated that would potentially, I mean, this was written up right in Forbes magazine, in fact, which typically doesn't reveal this much information about what's really going on, but it could potentially result in gun registration, confiscation of legal firearms, basically a total disarmament of the U.S. population. Of course, they deny that that's what the treaty would do, but if you read between the lines, that's what it actually could do. What are your thoughts on that issue, Ed Griffin?
Well, that pretty well summarizes it. They do deny it. They always deny the negative consequences of their programs. They like to talk about their other measures in glowing terms. I mean, this is they don't call it gun confiscation or gun control. You know, they call it a disarmament, reducing crime, and they like put things like, you know, crime reduction program, that kind of thing.
Well, of course, but of course, the greatest armed criminals, I should say, the most severe, the worst armed criminals, are the government themselves. Just look at history, look at democide figures of death by government. So what the mainstream people are missing is that it's not gun disarmament. It is a movement of all firearms out of the hands of law-abiding citizens into the hands of the most centralized, corrupt, power-hungry groups of all, which is government. That's the thing. That's the message that doesn't get through to people for some reason.
Yeah, because the media and the confiscators are always talking about criminals. They're always talking about taking guns away from criminals and, you know, reducing accidental deaths and injuries. That's the total focus. That's the limits of the debate. No one's allowed to discuss the real purpose of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not added to the Constitution by our forefathers to protect the citizens against crime. It was added there for one purpose, and that's to protect them from totalitarian governments.
Yes, yes.
Their own governments. They were leery that their own government might someday become tyrannical, and so therefore they said the people must be armed so that the people will have the ultimate control over their own government. Well, who talks about that today?
Well, maybe we should support disarmament of the government. I mean, we should put, you know, hey, I'd feel a lot safer with firearms in the hands of sheriffs and sheriff's deputies all across the country and not in the hands of, let's say, some renegade ATF agents. Not that they're all bad, but there are a lot of renegade ATF agents out there. But how about this? Are you willing to take a call from a police officer who's on the line?
Why, sure.
All right, let's go to James in Tennessee, law enforcement. James, you're on the air here with Mike Adams and Ed Griffin. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, you made a statement earlier about the police officers not being bad, and I think that's pretty much common knowledge. There should be anyway, and Mr. Griffin knows that I happen to have been in for a little while. I'm not as old as some of the guys that I work with. But most of your younger guys are the ones that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that are coming into the police forces and sheriff's departments. You know, they have programmed these guys, and not all of them, but I've run into a few, and you know, I was thinking that some people just can't be reached. they've effectively walled them off, and that will be one of the biggest threats that I see.
So what are you saying, that they come back with a mindset of just do anything and kill, and it's like they can't think for themselves? Or what exactly, how does that look to you when you see these guys?
Well, you know, it's really weird because, you know, being raised in a law enforcement / military family, so to speak, over the years, you see these guys and you think, you know, when I got into the business, it was God, family, country, or God, country, family, and that kind of thing. You want to do good by your fellow citizens and your brothers and sisters, and that seems to be missing. That seems to be the element that's missing is just a compassion. You know, they've been desensitized, I guess you might say, to killing.
Yeah,
desensitized. No deal. And not that they're running around saying that, but you can pick up on those little nuances when you get into certain situations. You know, they may be a little quicker to shoot than, you know, use the 40 cali on their hip instead of the taser or something of that nature. I've seen it in different places, not just where I'm at, different places.
Good points, James. Thank you for your call. Ed, your comments on that caller.
Well, yes, that's been my observation, too. Of course, I was in the military. Fortunately, I was never called upon to go into actual combat, but I was kind of braced for it. And I can recall at the time that I had actually gone through basic training to condition my mind to follow orders, not to question anything. And, of course, that's necessary in any military. I realize that. But I was prepared that if somebody said, see that group over there, that's the enemy, go kill them. I was prepared to say, well, my officer said that's the enemy. My orders are to go kill the enemy. That's the patriotic thing to do because I'm fighting for my country and my family and everything. But I was prepared to actually do that. Of course, I didn't know nothing, as they say, at the time of what really was going on in the world. I was there because I was, you know, I love my country, and that was the patriotic thing to do. And but now, in retrospect, as I'm a lot older, and I've seen that there are hidden agendas quite often behind wars, and even hidden agendas behind local police actions.
Sure.
There are sometimes hidden agendas down at the local police and sheriff level, too.
Well, Ed, let me ask you this question. What about the pharmaceutical influence on these young minds? Because this is the first generation of soldiers that is actually deployed with mandatory mind-altering drugs. I know you're well-versed on big pharma and the cancer cover-ups, the cancer industry, corruption, things like that. Do you think that their minds are being rewired, literally, with the chemicals that are now being given on deployment?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's just an extension of the mind conditioning that was done through training. In the old days, it was just done through exposure, training, repetition, and mental programs, educational programs, whatever you want to call them. But now they've added the element of drugs themselves. And, it's a frightening thing because I know that most of these shootings that we find in schools, they're done by kids that have been given these
SSRIs and antidepressants.
Yeah, they're all supposedly attention deficit disorder kids or something like that, and this just blows their minds. It pushes them over the edge into either suicidal or homicidal.
Well, it's not unusual today for a soldier to be on six different pharmaceuticals during active duty. And you notice sometimes when they go crazy and they kill a bunch of civilians out there in a local village, those people are almost always on psychotropic drugs and usually sometimes half a dozen, like a chemical cocktail. But you got to think, maybe they come back and they are so detached that they can't even see what they're doing to their own brothers and sisters, their own neighbors in their own country anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's
their mind, they're incapable of coming to judgment, independent judgments, and they've been trained to do that. They've been conditioned to do that, and I really fear those people, but I also feel sorry for them.
Sure.
Nevertheless, if they're ordered to come over and pick you and me up and throw us in the truck and take us out wherever we have to go and eliminate us, that's what they would do.
They would absolutely do that. Let's go to another caller who's on the line, and I'll ask for your comments, Ed. Tango from Georgia, U.S. Army is the designation I'm getting here. Tango, go ahead, please. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, first of all. One thing I did want to touch on real quick is sort of on subject. When you join any military service in this country, you take an oath, and it's an oath that I think these kids nowadays need to remember. You take an oath to protect the people of the United States and the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that's something that I take very seriously. When I was, first then, it really didn't hit me as hard as it did when I was out. I battled with depression for about a year once I got out from the withdrawal from the drugs you all were just talking about. I was suicidal for a long time. But I'm over that now, and I'm trying to get the word out there. I also worked for a security company just recently, and this is to touch on another subject about the TSA outsourcing to private security companies. That just happened to the company that I worked for. I just quit yesterday. I told my boss outright that it was against my moral compass to do such a thing.
Wow, you're rare then, because most people just go along with the tyranny.
Absolutely not. No, I'm over it, man. I'm ready to take up arms, to be honest with you. And I hope there are a lot of other ex-soldiers out there just like me who are ready to do the same and fight for this country and for the ideals that the Founding Fathers tried to instill. But, I mean, I've also been witness. I mean, I was stationed at Fort Benning. I've been witness to these drills that y'all are talking about, the weapons confiscation drills. I've been witness to the land seizure drills where the terrorists, the so-called terrorists, quote-unquote, are men dressed in overalls with John Deere hats.
Right, right. You've seen it firsthand. It's a lot of good information. Let me ask for Ed's comments on what you're just saying there.
Well, I haven't had that firsthand experience in the military, but I know it goes on. And yeah, so the impact is on the young soldier that's being recruited, and he's being told that he's serving his country by learning how to do these things. He's impressed by that. He gets a paycheck, and he does his job well. He gets a medal for his right on his chest.
All right, we got to go to break here. And
what else is there?
Stay with us, please. More continuing straight ahead on here on the Alex Jones Show with Ed Griffin and calls of military and law enforcement with knowledge of gun confiscation. Stay with us.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hardworking Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. I
fell in. If you're just joining us, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Thanks for continuing with us. We've got G. Edward Griffin on the line from RealityZone.com, one of the top freedom fighters and liberty advocates in our world today. We've had callers who are active duty law enforcement and military giving us information about gun confiscation. We've got other callers on the line, but I want to ask Ed, this question. There's an event coming up August 18. It's called Lemonade Freedom Day 2012. This is brand new. I don't think anyone's covered this yet. The website is lemonadefreedom.com, and this is an attempt to show that selling lemonade from your lemonade stand should not be a crime, as it is being increasingly considered by law enforcement all across the country. Ed Griffin, your thoughts on lemonade freedom?
Well, I like the idea. I like the fact that there's enough indignation out there at the grassroots level for people to even consider that. But, you know, I have to say that putting yourself out there and saying, come arrest me for selling lemonade, as much as I admire that, I would like to think that people will put in an equal amount of effort and time and money to try and re-elect those stupid local politicians that pass ordinances like that and get to the root of the problem, which is it's not that the police are being told to go enforce stupid ordinances, but it's because stupid ordinances have been passed in the first place by collectivists who don't understand what America is all about. So I always try to go to the source of the problem, not the problem itself. And the source of the problem is that we're electing the wrong people.
I agree with you, completely agree. And I'm trying to understand, what is the mindset of those who think gun confiscation from citizens is a great idea? Because let's face it, there's a significant percentage of the country that somehow believes that. What do they imagine, that when all the people are disarmed and only the government has all the guns, that they're going to be safer?
They actually do. I have some personal friends that I just think the world of them. They're very nice people, but that's their attitude. They think every time something happens, there's an accident, a little child gets killed by a gun accidentally, or some shooter goes into a school and kills a bunch of kids. They focus on that and say, look, you see, the problem there was guns. If those people didn't have guns, they think, but none of these crimes would take place. And they might be right that some crimes might not be committed if there were no guns out there, but there would be more crimes committed if there were no guns out there. I have a little slogan I've used for years. You know, guns are dangerous. People get killed with guns. You know, guns, there are accidents with guns. Guns are very dangerous. The only thing more dangerous than having guns is not having
them. Well, and also, I love how people who think we should all be disarmed, when they have a problem, when they have an intruder hiding in the bushes outside their house, what do? They pick up the phone to call men with guns to come solve their problem.
Yeah.
You know, I just say, take out the middleman. Let's do it ourselves. We're here in Texas. We can defend our own homes against crazy people and looters. I mean, that's an American right.
Yeah. Well, you see, they like to paint people like you and me as some kind of wild killers under the skin.
Yahoos.
It's hardly wait to kill somebody, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, I fired a lot of guns when I was in the military, a little practice since I came out. And they kind of jar me a little bit, but I think they're very important for every family to have. You know, just the great equalizer, as they say.
Well, yeah, this is what gives a 110-pound grandma the ability to stand her ground against a 250-pound thug who wants to steal her purse.
That's right.
It is a great equalizer. Well, Ed Griffin, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Ed Griffin from RealityZone.com. Check out his website, folks, to learn more about his philosophies and lots of information. Ed, great to have you on. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks a lot, Mike. Talk to you later.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye.
A great freedom champion right there, folks. There goes Ed Griffin. And we'll be back here on the Alex Jones Show a lot more straight ahead, including an interview with a big pharma whistleblower in the next hour. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.